Recently, the Commission on Federal Election Reform rightly concluded that the electoral system cannot inspire public confidence if no safeguards exist to deter or detect fraud or to confirm the identity of voters.
A voter fraud scandal out of Indiana. You have four people, including the Democratic chairman, charged with faking signatures on petitions. Those petitions put President Obama on the Democratic ballot in 2008.
In 2008, the United States Supreme Court recognized there was a threat poised by voter fraud. Therefore, they ruled that Indiana's photo ID requirement was a legitimate, non-discriminatory means of protecting the integrity of elections. In Texas, evidence of voter fraud has abounded. According to Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott, in recent years, the Texas AG's office secured more than 50 voter fraud convictions. Cases included the following: a woman who voted in place of her dead mother, a political operative who cast ballots for two people, and a city council member who registered foreign nationals to vote in an election decided by 19 votes.
The recent elections in the state shows that 953 dead people voted. And in some cases, votes apparently were cast in the names of the deceased who had been dead for as long as 6 years.
Voter fraud is hard to detect, so these types of cases are just the tip of the iceberg. For example, look at the Minnesota's 2008 Senate race between Norm Coleman and Al Franken. It was impossibly close. On the morning after the election, after 2.9 million people had voted, Coleman led Franken by 725 votes. Franken and his Democratic allies dispatched an army of lawyers to challenge the results. That was followed by months of litigation, and in the end, Franken was declared the winner by 312 votes and was sworn into office. During the controversy, a group called Minnesota Majority began to look into the claims of voter fraud, comparing criminal records with voting rolls. The group identified 1,099 felons, all ineligible to vote, who had voted in the Franken-Coleman race. The investigation led to 177 convictions of voter fraud.
We know for a fact that there has been fraud involved in our voting process through the years, and having a voter ID is one of the ways to put a stop to that.
In 2011, Texas enacted a photo identification requirement modeled after Indiana's, in agreement with the lawful Supreme Court decision, as a simple, effective way to prevent fraud. The mainstream state-run media has attempted to downplay the threat of voter fraud by stating that cases of fraud are rare, and therefore our public servants should not waste their time requiring people to show an ID at the polls.
I actually forgot my ID.
You don't need it, it's all right.
I left it in the car.
As long as you're in here, you're on our list, and that's who you say you are. You're okay.
If voter fraud is such an unusual occurrence, why is Obama's administration and the Department of Justice attacking states such as Texas, who have went through the proper electoral process to pass laws that prevent voter fraud? And of course, the Obama administration would have you forget that at the DNC last week, proof of identification was required to enter into their conference.
Another day, another election fraud lawsuit, a major election lawsuit now in Pennsylvania, which is one of the crucial battleground states that could decide who will be the next president. Right now, there are 140,000 new voter registrations in Pennsylvania, and many of them, now we learn, are reportedly questionable. The registrations were gathered by the group Acorn. That is the left-wing group that's now under investigation for voter registration fraud in at least 15, count them, 15 states.
Pennsylvania's legislature passed voter ID laws in March 2012. And in response, the Advancement Project and the communist organization, the ACLU, brought a lawsuit against the law, which they are fiercely opposing in an attempt to reverse the law before elections in November. But again, according to the mainstream media, voter fraud is a rare occurrence and therefore should not affect the elections.
I'd try to vote 10 times. I don't know if they'd let me or not, but I'd try to. Yeah, that's right. I'd cheat to keep these bastards out. I would.
Why then would two organizations need to join forces to oppose Pennsylvania's voter ID law? Eric Holder has also attempted to state that the voter ID laws are discriminatory against minorities and would deter them from voting. However, Holder is showing his true lawless colors once again. History shows that voter turnout has increased after voter ID laws were enacted. But then again, what do you expect from an administration that is based off of deception, lies?
Here we go.
Lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. This is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain, for it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. I say that you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law of God. You have taken away from it the schoolmaster that is to bring men to Christ. They will never accept grace till they tremble before a just and a holy law. Therefore, the law serves as a most necessary purpose and must not be removed from its place. The law cuts into the core of evil, it reveals the seat of malady, and informs us that the leprosy lies deep within. They must be slain by the law before they can be made alive by the gospel. The Prince of Preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Let me put this into terms that everybody can understand. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 in Christ Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
that
we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, in just a couple minutes here, we're going to have our friend, a former gubernatorial candidate for Michigan, Pat Kolbeck, with us, who is spearheading up that which we would call voter fraud. And, you know, I kind of pay attention to what's going on at online, and I kind of look at the people coming in, going out, what draws their attention, so on and so forth. And I want to make clear that I'm not here doing that. I'm here addressing issues that need to be addressed first and foremost because of the pertinence, the importance of them. And it's imperative that we pay attention to this because, folks, when we look at what's going on concerning the topic of voter fraud, you have to understand that many of the scoundrels in office are the fruit of voter fraud. People are trying to figure out what's going on with their country. Go to voter fraud. Let me ask you this. What does the enemy hit harder than almost anything else besides taxes? Voter fraud. Why is it that they try to demonize the American people that are exposing voter fraud? Because it's the lever of deception when the people believe it as to how they can go ahead and keep playing the same games, folks. It's like one of those things that I talk about, this political language that's been made and created to make lies sound truthful. As long as you keep following their divisive Ephesians 4:14, their divisive rules, guess what? They win the outcome every single time. So we have to lay the axe to the root of the tree. And we have to deal with the issue at hand. We're going to be getting to that in just a couple of minutes here. Right after the first segment, we're going to pull Pat Kolbeck up, and we're going to let him have his way concerning a download of information that the people need to hear concerning voter fraud. Again, that explains what you're seeing in office on so many different fronts across the United States of America. It's voter fraud, friends. Okay, so with that, one of the things that, in just kind of teeing this up for our friend Pat, I do want to show you, and I've showed this before, but for all of those that still don't believe in who they are, I don't know, because a majority of the American people realize that something's seriously wrong, and then they find that less than 1.7% of the population is being used to deceive the people into believing that they're the majority, when in fact the 345 million people are in the majority. But as long as I said earlier, you believe their lies, like Edmund Burke rightly said, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. And the other thing is, if they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers neither, right? Well, that's a part of this equation concerning voter fraud as well. But one of the things that I've done time and time again is I've highlighted the fact that electionfraud.heritage.org, check it out, electionfraud.heritage.org. You can go to any state in our union. Like, for example, I'll just go to the state of Minnesota, again, so I can stay in school here. And what I'll do is when I click onto that state, I'll find that there's 138 cases of voter fraud in our state alone. Let me see Michigan and see what we got going on over in Michigan, if it pulls it up for me. And some reason or another, Michigan has, it's to my left here, Michigan has 19 cases of convicted individuals for voter fraud. Let me go over to Texas. There's 113 cases of election fraud in Texas. Let me go over to Colorado. I'm just thinking about where our affiliates are. We have 24 cases of election fraud. Again, remember, the mainstream media demonizes anybody that dares bring up election fraud. And what do? They try to play it down. And if that doesn't work, well, they'll just throw them in prison. And folks, we've seen that as well in Colorado. And it's stuff that you just cannot make up. But really, friends, if you pay attention to it, how telling is it that they would go that far to do such a thing? To throw somebody in prison in hopes of making America great again, because this just happened recently. But to throw somebody in prison that's exposing massive voter fraud in their state. Why would they do something like that? Again, it's very telling, friends. Listen to what they do, because that's how Jesus told us to judge men, is by what they do, not by what they say. Matthew 7:16-20. California's got 71 cases. By the way, let me give you a little download on California really quick before we bring up our friend Pat Colbeck here. Interesting that when Gavin Newsom mysteriously won re-election, what they did is a group of people took it to the people in the state of California, and they did a massive recall. Did you know that they had over 250,000 extra recalls where the people voted on it than they actually needed to recall him? And did you know that a majority of them came from people that came from out the United States of America that have assimilated into the state of California? Those that came from a different country came into America and they didn't want Newsom there anymore, okay? But yet he remains. And that's a reflection of the people. As I've said before, friends, listen carefully. Every government deserves the country, or every country deserves the government that it has. Why? Because the government is a reflection of the people, because the people have forgotten in this country that we, the people, are the government. And that, again, is just the truth of the matter. So, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and direct you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Everything you need to know about us is over there. We have 8 to 10 contributors from across the country every single day that are in the culture war, like the Sons of Issachar knew the times. They know the times. They're actually out there in the fight. They're not just a bunch of paper tigers hiding behind a microphone or hiding behind a pen. They're actually in this fight. So they're giving you information that is factual, premised on testimony, Revelation 19:10 as well. So with that, sonsoflibertymedia.com, our store, our schedule, everything you need to know about us is over there. Subscribe to that page. Also, if you're new, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com as well. And if you'd like to, that's who we are, what it is that we have been doing for the last 30 years. Jump over to beforeitsnews.com as well. Beforeitsnews.com as well. Folks, if you want to call in, hold up until after our guest. That will be two segments. That phone number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Friends, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, friends. John 14:6, the mediator, only one. His name is Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5, only one name under heaven whereby men might be saved. Acts 4:12, as Paul said rightly, follow me as I follow Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1 as well. So friends, with that, do hold up with us. We have gubernatorial candidate, former Pat Kolbeck, with us concerning the massive voter fraud going on in the country. As a matter of fact, this is the responsible party for spearheading up this massive voter fraud expose. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, my name is Ron Branster with the American Policy Center, and we are on the front lines combating that global movement of the Green New Deal scam. Our partnerships with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio have elevated our message with a secure relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So please join us in our efforts and listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean. Our message is your future. Thank you.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Now, concerning the Second Amendment, to ban guns because criminals use them is to tell the law-abiding that their rights and liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless. Lysander Spooner. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Cooper, United States Marine Corps, rightly stated, "If violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim." We must not only assert the truth, we must attack the evil and the false. Martin Lloyd Jones. Was not Leonardo da Vinci correct when he said, "Not to punish evil is equivalent to authorizing it"? Somebody just said online, America has the government it deserves. Absolutely true, because of how we kicked God out. I just want to make clear that you all understand that the Lord is sovereign. He's either in the blessing, the wheel, or he's in the curse, the woe. He's been kicked out of nothing. Remember, the devil is the Lord's devil, and he's in control of all things at all times in all places. Folks, without further ado, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and pull up our friend, our gubernatorial, former gubernatorial candidate from Michigan, Pat Kolbeck. And what we're going to do is we're just going to have him address the issues concerning his efforts in spearheading this massive voter fraud that's taking place on, or actually what's going on in the country from coast to coast. So I'm anticipating some of the information you're going to kick out as well. So welcome to the show, Pat. I totally appreciate you jumping on with such a short notice. But it's important, and we need to let the people know what's going on. So again, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for helping us get the word out about all this election fraud. By the way, I'm not promoting voter fraud. I'm promoting voter fraud prevention.
Amen.
So very clear for all those listeners out in DOJ land.
Okay.
So, but the there's a lot going on right now. As a matter of fact, I think the next couple of weeks you're going to start seeing a barrage of information coming out of our friends in D.C., because I think the president's getting very impatient, particularly in the wake of the slow walking that was done with the Save America Act by the U.S. Senate. They need to understand the importance of securing our elections, especially before this upcoming 2026 election, because let's face it, if President Trump has to go through what he did in his first term for the last 2 years of this term with this impeachment palooza on baseless grounds, like we had to go through in that first administration, it's a complete disservice to the American people, I believe. So it's important that we secure these elections. And I actually curate a website for Mike Lindell. It's called the electioncrimebureau.com. So a lot of the evidence that I have right now is posted up on that website. So if you're hearing from your friends and family saying, oh, there is no such thing as election fraud, there is no evidence. No, there's evidence. Go to the website. Check it out. There's another whole barrage of evidence that I'm getting ready to post here very soon. I'm preparing this report, very meticulous report for the folks out in D.C. It's got over 820 findings, of which over 500 of those findings around election fraud deal with established facts. This isn't something that's subject to debate. This is something that's out there and everybody acknowledges it and nods their head. So this is real and we need to address it. And
are there people out there, Pat, that actually, are they still in the world in their little bubble of deception that don't believe that this is going on? Because what I see more than anything is a lot of these scoundrels that have been put in place in office across the country, they're there through massive voter fraud. Now, listen, I'm in a state, Minnesota, obviously you know where I'm at, but there's 5.9 million people in the state. And yet you see the people that are doing the voting have just a little bit here and a little leaving there and a little leaving there in three places throughout the state. And then we're told by the same media to go, we have to go to the results to the same controlled media that 81% of the people don't believe to give us the results. And so we know in the state, nobody reelected Tim Walz or Keith Ellison or Mayor Frey. It's just common knowledge across the state. But the people, they settle for it. And I think it's important that we show the people the severity of what, in fact, is going on here with this massive voter fraud. Because to play it down at this point in history, to me, is just going to bring us about to a self-demise. What say you?
I totally agree. And so what we've got to do is shift the discussion from us being able to go off and prove election fraud. Because I got boatloads of evidence, and I'm doing that from an open source intel perspective. I don't have subpoena authority. I don't have the ability to go and get access to records that only government officials and their privileged NGOs have access to, right? So I got to work just with open source data, and there's plenty of data just on that front. So So they need to prove to us that the election was conducted in a secure manner. That means
exactly.
They got to show chain of custody for documents. It means that they got to actually walk us through where the vote tally came from. They can't just say, ta-da, here's who the winner is at the end and say, trust me, we got it. It was all done lawfully. No, I mean, my own Secretary of State in Michigan, which is where I live, she's on record with her lawyer. Her lawyer's on record before the Michigan Court of Appeals testifying that the Secretary of State only follows the laws that she agrees with. And if you don't like that, you can just sue her.
Yeah.
That's our chief election official.
Yeah. And so then I guess if she sued, she can rest back in the people's tax dollars, the tax coffers, to go ahead and defend herself and her crimes being committed against the same people. So it's kind of like a gridlock all the way around when they just flippantly...
No, the reason she said go ahead and sue me is because she has control of the courts. She actually issued an $82,500 donation to the Michigan Supreme Court justice that issued her opinion in her favor in the O'Halloran v. Benson case. So she actually gave the donation, and that justice just coincidentally ended up writing the majority opinion in her favor that overturned previously unanimous decisions against her. That's what we're dealing with. That's why she says, go ahead and sue me, because I filed complaints with the Attorney Grievance Commission. I filed complaints with the Judicial Tenure Commission.
Yeah.
You've got the whole game rigged.
Well, let me ask you, who's your opposition? When you're trying to get this out to the people to make it clear as the massive voter fraud that's taking place, who's your opposition?
Well, part of what I'm doing in this report that I was alluding to is talk about the many different attack vectors that we're dealing with. It's not just election record integrity. It's not just the machines that myself and Mike Lindell rail against. And I'm doing that as a certified Microsoft small business specialist, by the way. I'm not doing it as a Luddite. I like technology. I just know why this is bad. But you also get into what the role of the media is and information control, what the role of these private organizations that are actually running our elections, that you can't get any open source intel on what they're working on and how they're conducting our elections because they're not subject to Freedom of Information Act requests. I think it might be called Right to Know in Minnesota or whatever. But the idea is that this is multifaceted. You've already seen the effect of these financial influence games and the money laundering campaigns with what's going on inside of Minnesota. You've already seen the fact that there are foreign nationals engaged, and if you think that our actions in Venezuela and Iran and recently in Cuba with the executive order issued by President Trump are unrelated, and by the way, unrelated to elections, you are sadly mistaken, because all roads lead to the role that those nations played in our 2020 elections.
Okay, so let me go back to this because I want to have you give us a couple examples. Just give us an example. Give us one of the cream of the crop cases that you're seeing across the country to prove the point that this is going on across the boards.
All right, let's start with one clear problem that we have just on the subject of election records. So I'm an engineer, it's my background, so I like dealing with spreadsheets and databases and X's and O's. In my home state of Michigan, an election decided by 154,188 votes in the presidential election, there are 499,850 fewer voter IDs who cast ballots in the 2020 election than there are ballots. That means the whole state's unbalanced. That means you didn't have to be a real voter. Who cares if you're an illegal voter or not?
Yep.
You don't need a voter ID in Michigan to cast a ballot. You just need a ballot to throw into the queue to get counted. By the way, in Fulton County, Georgia, just Fulton County, Georgia alone, an election decided by approximately 11,000 votes in Georgia, there are 22,534 such gap in between the number of people who cast votes and the number of ballots. In Pennsylvania, it's 170,000 vote gap in an election decided by approximately 80,000 votes. Those three states alone, if they were conducted if those elections were conducted in a lawful manner, would have flipped the Electoral College vote, and we wouldn't have had Mr. Autopen in there for the last four years.
Yep. And again, it just goes back to what, and I'm sitting here, you know, yesing this because I know all of this information. I do want to say to some people online right now saying this is talk, more talk, nothing but talk. No, you're looking at two people that are actually doing something about the problem out there. Okay, just to make it clear. So for you to sit back and just bite on the ankle and say, oh, it's just more talk. No, it goes a lot further than that. And for those that have been here, you already know that. And furthermore, this is disseminating information and promulgating information for you to pick it up in your backyard and to go out and fix the problems there as well, because both me and Pat are not responsible for righting the wrongs across the country. We're spearheading up what we know to do concerning righting the wrongs before the Lord by keeping his commandments, not by complaining about what we tolerate. So I want to make clear once again. Pat, I do have a hard break coming up on me right now. We're talking with our friend Pat Kolbeck out of the state of Michigan, who's spearheading this massive voter fraud across the country. I want to get to some serious questions on the other side. And I want you to tee us up for another example, if you wouldn't mind, Pat, just to kind of show people the severity of what's going on and how their constitutional republic is being undermined by the people that they tolerate. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey folks, this is State Representative Ben Davis. We're in a battle for the soul of our nation, and here in Minnesota, we're taking a stand. From the airwaves to the state capitol, we're fighting to defend our God-given liberties and restore biblical constitutional principles. Join Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio broadcast Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central as he exposes the truth, calls out tyranny, and rallies patriots to action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
President Theodore Roosevelt said to announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else. How right J.C. Ryle was. A true Christian is one who has not only peace of conscience, but war within. He may be known by his warfare as well as by his peace. Martin Luther couldn't have made the gospel any clearer when he said, "Lord Jesus, you are my righteousness. I am your sin. You took on you what was mine, yet set on me what was yours. You became what you are not, that I might become what I was not."
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm looking at my affiliates list right now. I just did an event with a guy out in Florida. I think his name was Dr. Frank George. Or George Frank? Does that ring a bell, Pat?
Doug Frank?
He calibrates voters, and he's out there being a part of the answer, and he goes and...
No, Doug Frank is one of the true American patriots out there. I call them meddling kids working on the stuff that other people are supposed to be working on, and he's been phenomenal. If you know Doug, you love Doug.
Good. You know what? Like I said, I just did an event with him, and... Pensacola, Florida last month, and he's just going through all of this rigmarole, just trying to show people as he dissects and deciphers everything and anything, right? And yep. he's actually equipping the people. It's not like he's just talking about it, dropping it and leaving. He's staying there and he's equipping the people to actually how to, you know, to basically lay it out for themselves and righting the wrong. So with that, that's good to know. So what I want to do is let's get back over to some of the questions concerning voter fraud. And go ahead and give us a couple more examples, because, again, I think people need to understand the severity of what's going on. And maybe in contrast, show how the media continuously lies. I know that you've given a little bit of that to us during the first segment, but in case people are just joining with us now, Pat, what is it that you can share with us concerning and in uncovering the massive voter fraud that's taking place?
Well, first of all, I don't want people to be discouraged because they don't see enough happening on the topic of election fraud, because I'm here to tell you right now that on day one, President Trump issued, by my count, 8 executive orders that dealt specifically with the issue of election fraud. Now, they may have not have said the word election in them, but I can tell you it essentially cut off many of the mechanisms that were used for fraud at the knees. And a lot of the organizations that we cited as issues with them, he has since cut off at the knees. And by the way, Mike Lindell has been very instrumental in this. I put together a report that provided a playbook essentially on election fraud to our president up in D.C., and Mike got that information to him. And whether or not he acted directly on the information shared with him or not, I can tell you that the president has checked off about half of the items on that checklist. So, guys, things are happening. You may not see it. I think one of the biggest signs that good things are happening is that major media outlets are now starting to talk about election fraud again. Wall Street Journal did a piece on my good friend and, frankly, one of the biggest patriots on the election fraud movement nationwide, and that is Kurt Olson, who works closely with Mike Lindell as well. So that
is Kurt the one that gave a deposition, or he was called up into Florida to do some sort of a hearing and talking about how you can calibrate who wins just by pushing one button? Are we talking about...
Kurt wouldn't be doing that. That would be Clint Curtis.
That's right. Probably. That's right. Thank you.
Clint Curtis is a Democrat that I've gone around and spoken with, along with Mike as well, on this. And the guy is, he's trying to do the right thing here and get rid of these machines. The more you know about the machines, I'm like a certified Microsoft small business specialist, the less you want them applied to the management of our elections, because they are not transparent in any way, shape, or form. There's too many different ways of rigging the system. So on the topic of just areas of election fraud that I want everybody to be aware of, one of the most obvious ones is one that you're fighting directly with your show, Sons of Liberty, and what Mike Lindell is fighting with Lindell TV and the Vocal app, and that is information control.
Yep.
We had Congress, back when we regained control of the House in 2022, they formed a weaponization of government committee, and they investigated organizations like this Election Integrity Partnership that was actively engaged in what amounts to George Orwell's Ministry of Truth from 1984 that censored discussion around election fraud. And oh, by the way, they had a kissing cousin focused on COVID narratives called the Virality Project, where they actually are censoring Americans.
Yep.
Federal government infringing upon our freedom of speech.
Yep.
Blatantly unconstitutional. But I'll tell you why this is important. When it comes to election, when it comes to the suppression of information, you remember in October of 2020, New York Post and other outlets put out an expose on Hunter Biden's laptop. And in that, it had an email that cited 10% from the Chinese Communist Party went to the big guy, i.e. his dad, Joe Biden. And you remember what happened in the wake of that? We had 51 current or former Intel officers come out in a memo and say, no, that's all Russian disinformation. You can't listen to it. That's not real. Well, of course, we know the truth now. That was valid communication. That was Hunter Biden's laptop. It was not Russian disinformation. And in the wake of the election, a poll was initiated by Media Research Center. And in that poll, it discovered that 8% of the people who voted for Joe Biden would not have voted for him if they would have known that that was not Russian disinformation. It was actually 10% going to the big guy from the Chinese Communist Party. And just so you know what impact that information control, that misinformation, disinformation campaign has, the maximum margin of victory in the presidential election for battleground states was 2.78%. That's in my home state of Michigan. And last I checked, from my engineering days, 8% is greater than 2.78%, which means that alone, that one piece of disinformation,
yep,
could have been responsible for changing the election results without consideration of the machines, without consideration of these illegals voting, without any of that stuff. Just that information control swayed the election. So what you're doing, you're on the front line right now. You're not just talking about the elections when you let people understand what's really happening. You're fighting this battle, and that's what Mike Lindell's doing too out at Lindell TV. We're fighting that battle. It really is an information war, and sadly, when you look at the status of our judiciary nowadays, you have to win in the court of public opinion before you even stand a chance in the court of a law. It's sad, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, that's interesting. I believe it was Abraham Lincoln that said that if you want to win over in government, you have to win over public opinion. And that shows you how far we have fallen from the Lord in a wicked way. So go back to the point of Mike Lindell. One of the things that I notice is that it's the mainstream media that continuously attacks him relentlessly. I mean, day in and day out concerning this very topic. And that's coming from within, not from without. Again, I always revert back to the fact that justice guards our liberties, Pat. Somebody needs to be dealt with. Those that are behind this scheming, it is conspiratorial, regardless if people like to acknowledge it or not. It's absolutely the definition of what conspiracy is when they're manipulating numbers in such a fashion. Who is it that needs to be held accountable? Who needs to be brought to justice so we can put the fear of God in them, so we can put a stop to all of this?
Well, there's a long list of people that fit that. I think you're going to start seeing some of those folks being brought to justice. You're seeing signs of Barack Obama's name being put out by the president significantly as somebody that was operating not in the best interests of America. If you wonder how Iran got the finances necessary to build these ballistic missiles, to build their nuclear weapons, it came courtesy of Barack Obama. He appointed characters such as John Brennan, who, as CIA director, John Brennan is a known communist. He also appointed FBI director James Comey. James Comey is a known communist. Our government was taken down from within. And so those are some of the big names you're going to go off and see at the top of that list. But I would submit that you've got some very tangible examples of people that need to be held accountable, such as my own Michigan Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. I already told you why she needs to be held accountable. But you got Jenna Griswold, who spearheaded malicious prosecution of Tina Peters, who's the former Mesa County, Colorado clerk. And her grand offense was that she was actually respecting federal law and preserving the records under her jurisdiction as the Mesa County clerk. And she found out, lo and behold, that they're destroying records in violation of federal law. Yet now she's serving a 9-year prison sentence because she wasn't prosecuted under a federal court system. She was prosecuted under the state of Colorado's
exactly
law system. So I think those folks are top of the list. And also, all the folks that were involved in Operation Arctic Frost. So you have Jack Smith, who was spearheading that as special counsel. You have Judge Boasberg, who approved some pretty sketchy warrants against folks like Mike and others. That and frankly, they need to be held accountable because
exactly.
They're not only destroying people like Tina by keeping her in prison, they destroyed the finances of Mike and impacted all the employees of MyPillow as a result. These folks need to be held accountable. This isn't just, oh, let's set this aside and look forward to the next election cycle and beat them then. No, this is about, you know, holding them accountable for their violations of the law and getting justice.
Now, I want to go back to a point that's important that we all hear this, because, again, this is one of those questions that people are asking right now. So Donald Trump said when he came back into office, he has the DOJ within his hand. He can do whatever he wants to do with it. Why is Tina Peters, why was she raided by the FBI? There was others that were involved with that. I think Sharona Bishop was another one and others, and we had her on the show. But why is Tina Peters being raided by the FBI, and where's the DOJ to get her out of jail in the process of all of this, that which is taking place here? She shouldn't be sitting in jail. She should actually be, you know, she should receive the approbation of men for actually standing up and doing what the men were unwilling to do. But why is she in jail in the first place, and why hasn't Donald Trump sprung her from jail, to say the least?
Well, if it was, he's issued a pardon for Tina Peters, but she's prosecuted and detained under Colorado law. So unless President Trump sends in the U.S. Marshals to bust her out, that's what happens. Now, it seems like every day he's going off and applying new pressure in a Truth post or something like that, saying she needs to be released from jail. But the president's very careful. He wants to follow the rule of law. And so a lot of the pressure that we've gotten against them has been, frankly, under, I call it FBI 1.
Can I hold you over for one more, just for a couple more minutes, Pat?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Well, folks, we got Pat Kolbeck, former gubernatorial candidate for Michigan, spearheading voter fraud on a massive scale in the United States. Hold up. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean of the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just got, we got our friend with us, Pat Kolbeck from Michigan, right now, heading up this massive expose on massive voter fraud, hoping it comes to something, because you know, one of the things that I see, Pat, all day long is people do nothing but complain about what they tolerate. And for some reason or another, even what we're talking about now, I'm looking on live chat and I'm looking at some of the responses, and they're saying, talk, 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 talk. Well, it's not really my job to do everything for everybody and drag them over the top of the hill. As a matter of fact, I'm being spent 14 different ways all day long on the behalf of fighting for our freedoms out of gratitude towards God. And yet I see nothing but their ridicule. And I believe more than anything, that's what comes down to the issues that we're having in this country, is what the people tolerate, because they do nothing more than complain about it. And I'm just quite frankly sick and tired of what I see out there, because if the American people would bring to resolve the issues that we're even highlighting just this one issue right now, and they stood up and they meant what they said, and, you know, I mean, we'd have our freedoms back in no time and there'd be a lot of bad guys in jail. But again, people want to do nothing but merely come back to and resort to complaining about what they tolerate. And I'm sure you see this as well in your efforts across the country. I do want to say this. One of the things that you had said really quick, and I want to get back over to this because I wanted to highlight it really quick. And I say this with some, you know, tongue in cheek, and I say this with a bit of humor. And you had said, you know, was Trump supposed to basically go in and bust her out of jail? And the first thing I thought of was the Venezuelan president. Well, I thought, well, if he can go over there and do that to another country, he surely can do this here, because we see the pardoning that's going on here. Some of it's quite shocking, to be quite honest. I'm not going down that road, but that was the first thing I thought of. What would you tell the people that are listening and watching right now, Pat? How would you bring about resolve concerning your end aim? Your objective here is obviously to put a stop to this. How would you equip the people on the local level across the country, and what would it be that you would tell them that they need to do to bring about the resolve that we all hope to reach?
You got to be engaged, first of all, and I would submit, recognize that number one, what is going on here is an information war first and foremost, so get informed. This isn't so when you're complaining about folks like me or Bradley or Mike Lindell or whatever, talking about the election fraud, well, what we're trying to do is help inform you about what we've discovered already. That's just a starter. You can go off and do your own investigations. You can issue right-to-know requests for information. You can get to understand exactly what's going on with the election system. If you understand what the election system is, then you can go off and volunteer, serve as a poll worker, serve as an election official, run for office. I mean, I served in the Michigan Senate for 8 years. I didn't exactly like that at all, but I felt called to do it. There might be some stuff that you're called to do that may be uncomfortable. Doesn't matter. If you're being called by God to go off and do it, do it. I'm sure Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh.
Amen.
But rather than get swallowed by a fish, just get out there and do it. So get engaged. And that's the first thing. Everybody can do that. You can get informed and then get engaged.
How do people reach you? Do you have a URL, a website, any of that information where maybe they can bring something to the table, add, you know, maybe some donations, gifts, offerings, and the such?
Well, I recommend you just help Mike Lindell. I mean, for the first 3 years after I served as a poll challenger at TCF Center in Detroit, where I witnessed all the crap, like the pizza boxes on the window, all that kind of, I was there. For the first 3 years, I didn't have a steady paycheck, and so all this talk that everybody accuses of doing, I was doing non grata. And Mike hired me, grace of God, over the last couple of years. So now I'm doing the same thing. This is how God works. I'm doing the same thing I was doing before, but now I'm getting paid to do it.
Yep.
And so I help Mike out. So go to LindellOffenseFund.org or LindellPlan.com. You can follow the work that I do specifically for Mike out at TheElectionCrimeBureau.com. So all that evidence people say doesn't exist, go there, point them to it, look at it. That's just like a small sample. I mean, literally, I've got an avalanche ready to come down the pipe for more information. Share that information with people. And the best way you can help Mike is by, and myself and other what I call meddling kids that are out there investigating what's going on with their elections, is to get the word out.
Yeah, and I appreciate your time, but I do want to just hold you over for this just for a moment. It's interesting. For years, I've been pounding on the drum of the provision that's been given unto us by our forefathers concerning articles of impeachment and prosecution, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Over and over for years, oh, it will never happen. It will never happen. It will never. I hear it all the time from people that claim to be the Lord's. That's what's crazy. They haven't overcome. They want to succumb, and they give their tongue, which holds the power of life and death, right, over to the enemy constantly. It can never be done. And really what it comes back to is the people don't want to see it be brought about. But the truth of the matter is we've held our ground, and over the last month and a half, me and another guy from another portion of the state of Minnesota have actually pushed the said representatives to drop the articles of impeachment, not only against Criminal Walls, but against Ellison as well. And now it's become a national news. If we didn't hold that front and keep pushing that plow, it would have never happened in a million years. Guess what we're hearing from the people now? Oh, it will never happen. It will never happen. And it's coming from the people that should know better on the inside. You know, so
I call them Tokyo Rose and Hanoi Jane. I mean, it gets really frustrating after a while. And listen, I believe Philippians 4:8, focus on what's noble, true, excellent, and praiseworthy. I believe that perseverance develops character and character develops hope. I think there's a process for each and every one of us. And if you just sit there and give up and turn into a backbiter or whatever and just start trying to discourage the people that are actually doing the right work, the Lord's work, you're actually doing the other guy's work, the devil's work. So knock it off.
Yeah.
When somebody's doing something good, promote them, get the word out. When somebody's doing something bad, of course, if they're doing something unlawful, call them out on that as well. But if you just simply disagree with it and prefer a different approach, go off and do your different approach. Stop
exactly.
Taking down everybody who's actually moving forward.
Exactly. Pat, totally appreciate you guys. Say hey to Mike for us. We'll probably pull him up again sooner than later, hopefully in the process of his run for governor of the state of Minnesota. And again, I appreciate all of your efforts, guy. I really do. And I don't think there's a better guy behind the helm than you. So, and I say that with my whole heart and all sincerity. So I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you too. And thanks for coming out to Michigan and getting our troops informed and focused on godly service.
Amen. Okay, folks, again, Pat Kolbeck, former gubernatorial candidate, driving the line, pushing and pushing and pushing, regardless of what the masses tolerate, just like us over at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, if you want to get it done, like John Quincy Adams rightly stated, there's a magical effect, and it's a spiritual effect, but he said it was a magical effect coming through perseverance, and perseverance is a state of grace until preceded by a state of glory. And folks, how many people have done things where they had people around them their entire lives saying they could never do them? Folks, those are the people we're talking about today. We like to talk about the heroes of the faith. I do. And the fact of the matter is, I don't want it to end there. I want to see the Lord do through me what he's done through them in service to his generation. Go to Psalm 71 when you get a moment. Read the whole chapter. It's fantastic because that was David's prayer. And I'm just here to tell you, friends, if you're willing to put your hand to the plow and not look back, because those that look back are not fit for the kingdom, I'll tell you what, if you want to turn things right side up, then get your hands on the plow and start pushing with us, because we don't need the people's criticism. We don't need extra weight, because it's not our job to drag the people over the top of the hill with us. It is our job to give you the information, especially on radio and on the outside of that. That's why we're out there and about with the people continuously over the last 30 years. Every single month, we have been somewhere different throughout the United States of America, bringing the answer. Pat had just said, thank you for coming out to Michigan, folks. I was in Michigan 55 times just over the last 3.5 years. That's how many times we were called to go out and preach. The Lord gave me the state of Michigan. I preached to probably every county they have in that state. And folks, it's not just Michigan. It's others that we've been a part of. The Lord is raising us to be the answer. And that's what he raises his children up to be, friends, is to bring about the answer. For those that don't hear that, you better ask yourself the question why it is that you keep talking like the enemy and you keep talking down on cursing your own posterity as well as yourselves under your own demise. Not a good place to put yourself. What is it that overcomes the world, friends? Even our faith. Who gives us that faith? That's 1 John chapter 5. Who gives us that faith? Hebrews 12:2. Jesus does. And he says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And he also talks about in Romans 8:37 that we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. What is he talking about? Is he talking about those that do nothing? No, no, no. We're not only hearers of the word, but we're also doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. When you get a moment, you do nothings. Read James 2:14-26. Go in a closet and complain to yourself, because, folks, I can tell you what, we can do without. We need people that.